Previously, Pluto presents The Big Shuffle, a hard-boiled drama based on the captivating card game of the same name. Episode 1, The Cat Burglar, Part 1.
Excuse me, ma'am, is this the Harris Agency?
Why, yes, this is.
Good. I wasn't sure since there wasn't a sign up front. Is Detective Harrison?
He just stepped out. How may I help you?
How long will he be gone?
Not sure. I would guess 30 minutes.
I see.
I'm taking that it's urgent. Am I right?
How'd you know?
It always is. Go ahead and take a seat. How do you take your coffee?
Just a little cream will be good.
Sounds good. I'll bring it right over to you.
Thank you,
You can call me Priscilla. Or Miss Peterson, if you prefer formalities.
You're Peterson? Isn't that funny?
Funny how so?
I'm a Peterson, too. I could call you my wife.
I'm flattered, but couldn't happen.
Why not?
Not to offend you, but you're not my type. Let me know if this is good.
Oh, this is perfect. Too bad I can't have this to start all my days.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Mr. Peterson. Now tell me, what brings you in?
You can call me Bruce, and it's not something I can discuss with a lady. It's more of a conversation between men.
Are you having girl troubles?
You could say that.
Then I guess we'll have to wait on the detective.
Heading into the office, my head was pounding like a jackhammer on concrete. Why I let Priscilla talk me into visiting the jazz club every night is beyond me. However, the smooth sting of bourbon calls to me like an entrancing siren. Drinking myself into a stupor helps me cope with what I wish to forget. Things like how my spacious office in the heart of New York City has been traded in for a broken-down flat in the Bronx. To top it off, it's in the back of a shady alley, the type where people scurry past, not daring to take a peek. However, the rare chance of catching Priscilla singing at the club helps with the sting of life. Her voice makes even a stray dog become collared, pulling you in and helping you forget about everything all around.
Morning, Raymond.
Morning.
Detective Harris, I presume?
The single bulb on the ceiling dimly lit the claustrophobic room with a yellow hue. Sitting in the small leather chair was a kid who couldn't be any older than 25. His hair was short with the top slightly longer. A piece of his hair curled a little on his forehead. His eyes, which were as deep as the ocean's blue, still had that gleam of youthful innocence as he looked up at me. Priscilla looked as lovely as a rose. She let her red curls flow without constraint onto her shoulders. Her chocolate and inquisitive eyes peered at me, or should I say, into me. I could feel her piecing together how my night was spent after drifting in a sea of booze. Yeah? Aren't you that baseball player?
Yes. I need your help, Detective Harris.
Leave the details with Miss Peterson, will ya? I've got a pile of paperwork this size of Grand Central.
I would. It's just, it's a matter that I have to discuss with you.
Apparently, it's a conversation for men. The last I checked, I don't fit that criterion.
Will you excuse us, Priscilla?
Sure thing, Raymond.
Tell me, kid, what brings you in?
I heard you're one of the best investigators. I need your help recovering some missing assets.
What kind of assets are we talking about?
Some photographs.
Photographs? You're in here because of some missing photographs?
Yes, you see, these photographs have sensitive information on them.
Sensitive information? What's on them? Pictures of McCarthy?
No, but they show me in an indecent way. I can't afford to let a scandal like this get out right when I'm making my return to the big leagues.
Unbelievable. This kid really had the nerve to present this as a case. But I'm looking at him, I could see the desperation. The turmoil of worrying about one wrong move sending your dreams spiraling down the drain. I've been in that spot before. All right, I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, Detective. But look at the time. I have to jet off to a meeting with my manager.
You mind if Priscilla and I tag along?
If you think that will help, why does the little missus need to come?
Because she's the only set of gams that I follow. Walking into the manager's office, one could instantly tell he had an ego the size of Lake Michigan. Pictures of himself were plastered all over the wall. He was shaking hands and flashing his pearly whites with big wigs of all kinds. His office was on one of the highest floors, overlooking the busy streets of Times Square. Looking at the manager, his suit was pressed and styled perfectly. With a simple glance, anyone could tell the material wasn't cheap. He was more polished than a department store mannequin, with not a hair out of place. Priscilla seemed to think the same. The way she eyed everything told me she thought this chump was more arrogant than a Hollywood star. What's got your eye, Priscilla?
Nothing is standing out too much. He keeps this place a little too clean. There's not even a photo of him with a wife, a kid, a dog, or even a pet parakeet.
Remember, Bruce, once you film a couple of commercials, then you'll be set. Not only does it help your reputation, but also helps get your name out there further.
Go ahead and set up the shoots. I'll be right back.
Mr. Daniels, can I get a quick word with you?
For what? Can't you see I'm busy?
Absolutely. Any respected and established man is always busy. That is why talking to you would be an amazing help.
Well, if it doesn't take too long.
How long have you known Mr. Peterson?
Since he first joined the New York Giants last year.
That's a decent amount of time. Who have you noticed he's been the closest to since last year?
Between physical therapy and his appearances, he doesn't have time to spend with anyone. Not even his family.
Do you think there's a possibility there's someone you don't know about?
Maybe. But how would I know something like that? How come you're asking me and not Bruce all of this?
It seems he likes to keep things private.
Newsflash, lady. He likes to keep things private with everyone, including me. What person doesn't do that?
Either Daniels was lying, or Bruce really was an expert at keeping things on the sly. If only he kept his camera behind closed doors, then he wouldn't be in this mess. Before Priscilla could dig in deeper for more information, in strolled some young dame. She was a blonde that was dressed to the nines, strutting in with her head held high. The purse she clutched under her arm looked mighty expensive and matched the all-white designer dress she wore. Her golden locks cascaded in loose curls, reaching her mid-back. And to top the look, she was adorned with a white beret. The belt which cinched her waist revealed she had some curves on her. These curves pulled Priscilla's attention from Mr. Daniels.
I need your help with something.
Alice, I can't right now. I told you not to bother me at work anymore.
But it's really important.
She was an interesting character. Not even 5 minutes had passed and she already irritated me. The type of irritation that nails on a chalkboard give. Priscilla, to her credit, didn't seem fazed by it. However, once Bruce made his way back into the room, he looked spooked. A broad smirk made its way onto Alice's ruby lips.
Well, look what the cat dragged in.
Bruce's face hardened as his body stiffened. Clearly, the two knew each other, and the girl's old man didn't look happy learning this.
How do you know Bruce?
She doesn't.
I would beg to differ. I just recognize him from the newspaper, that's all.
Sure. Why don't you go ahead and head out, Alice? Bruce and I have to get to work.
All right. See you around.
Thank you for listening to The Big Shovel, starring Adam Myers as Detective Harris and Nicole Wong as Priscilla Peterson. Written by Mariah Jeter, co-created by Danielle Luster and Kenneth Ohm. Be sure to check out our card game this audio story is based on. Information about support and the game can be found on previouslypluto.com. Stay tuned for our Kickstarter announcement through our social media.